USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lengthy rescue operation has been completed in Thailand. All 12 members of a boys' soccer team and their coach, who got trapped inside a cave system by rising waters, have now been rescued, and all are said to be doing okay. President Trump is now airborne on his way to Europe for a more than week-long mission that starts with a NATO summit in Brussels, where he's again expected to tell allies they're not contributing enough. He said as he was leaving the White House,
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little, but we will work it out.
But European Council President Donald Tusk has a message for President Trump. He says, quit bad-mouthing NATO allies. He says, dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many anymore. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Chris is about 200 miles off the coast of North Carolina and is expected to become a hurricane before today is over. The storm is beginning to move northeastward. Forecasters are warning that swells generated by the storm could cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions up and down the eastern seaboard. President Trump reveals his nominee for Supreme Court in federal appeals court, Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
I believe that an independent judiciary is the crown jewel of our constitutional republic.
Kavanaugh speaks after President Trump announces him as his choice at a White House event last night that was nationally televised. Democratic Senator Cory Booker says he's worried about Kavanaugh as the president's nominee.
The one guy who has specifically written that a president, in fact, should not be the subject of a criminal investigation, which the president is right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Arizona's governor says calls to abolish immigration and customs enforcement are misguided at best. In an opinion piece for USA Today, Governor Doug Ducey notes that the agency was created through a bipartisan effort after the September 11th terror attacks. And Ducey says calls to get rid of ICE today are simply an opportunistic election year rallying cry. Ducey says as governor of a border state, he believes getting rid of ICE would be reckless and would put Arizonans at risk. Ducey says ICE isn't a political issue and that the men and women there fight illegal drugs as well as human trafficking. The autopsy of YouTube shooter Nassim Agdam is complete, and coroner's officials in San Mateo County, California, say there were no signs of drugs or alcohol in her system that may have impaired her in any way. She shot herself to death after shooting and wounding three workers at YouTube San Bruno headquarters back in April. Investigators believe she was upset that the Google-owned platform allegedly began censoring her videos, thereby reducing her income. And Tesla's opening orders for its affordable Model 3 sedan. The more affordable electric sedan is now available to anyone who plunks down a non-refundable $3,500 deposit. Tesla's dropping its order reservation system for the Model 3. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.